The dying Scirocco screeched and wailed at awkward intervals, like a grieving mother. Ryder Lee winced. He rarely indulged in melodrama and never in self-reflection. But today just might be the exception. Warily, he eyed his Coyote Cowboy Special Forces brothers. Were they waiting for him to crack a joke to ease the tension that clawed through them all? It was a role he'd adopted since childhood, but making light of this moment, this reality, felt sacrilegious. All of them stood at attention, waiting for the command to load the flag-draped coffin of their team leader, the best man Ryder had ever known, on his final journey home. He'd been proud to call Jace McBride a friend, and had yearned to emulate him, but he couldn't indulge his grief. He was the light, quick with a joke, a prank, or a throwaway line designed to recenter the team, bond them. He was the man who took nothing seriously. Or so they thought. But Ryder felt trapped alone in this new dark, and none of his brothers, waiting to pick up the remains of Jace's body, presented any better. Cross looked like an old man about to puke out his large intestine and wrap it around his neck to hang himself. Huck's eyes remained closed, perhaps in prayer that had gone unanswered. Reluctant and temporary new team leader Wolf Conti looked more isolated than usual. Rohan Telford was grim as the Grim Reaper shuffling home with his final soul of the night. And Calhoun, the big O Miller, looked like Duke, the Belgian Malinois he'd worked with for 6 years, focused, smelling trouble, and poised to alert or attack. But the beautiful beast was not by his side. Maybe he never would be again. The loyal soldier had been injured in the firefight that had killed Jace. Calhoun had saved Duke's life long enough to get the warrior evacuated to medical care, but his career was over, and Calhoun looked like he'd had a limb amputated. Shame rushed over Ryder. He hadn't been with his team. He'd been benched because he'd been stupid, and a beer over his limit on the unexpected night off when he'd finished his mission early. His easy success should have made him suspicious, not heady, and definitely not relaxed. He couldn't remember a time when he'd loosed his control. He'd lived his life on the edge. Wolf growled the first command, and all six of them grabbed a brass handle. Again, on Wolf's command, they lifted as one and walked Jace from the hangar to the conveyor belt that would carry him deep into the belly of the cargo plane. They all watched the slow progression of Jace's flag-draped coffin into the dark, and then they ducked back into the safety of the hangar. There was a break in the storm, only hours before another would bellow heat, sand, and doom down their necks. But no, Rohan had a six-pack of beer, ridiculous logo, a moose in a ski suit or something like that. It was tradition. When a team member mustered out or transferred or died, they were saluted with their favorite beer. Moose Drool was Jace's, although Jace, a master brewmeister as far as the Coyote Cowboys were concerned, had likely just been messing with them. One last laughing middle finger to his devoted team. A moment like this was when Ryder would usually take a swig of beer and make a joke. He'd developed his jokester persona as a kid, hoping to dodge fists and kicks and protect his sisters from the stepdad of the moment. Sometimes it had even worked, and when he'd entered the service after struggling through his GED, he'd excelled at cutting tension. Until today. One more way he'd failed Jace and his team. "It's time," Wolf intoned, and pulled Jace's bloodied helmet out of his duffel. There were scraps of paper inside. They were each to pick one, a task, or an amend, and completed in Jace's honor. No matter what it was, no matter how long it took, no matter how impossible. Dread pooled in his gut, but like everything hard, he took a step forward, willing to go first.